This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station in Melbourne, Joy 94.9. You can email me anytime you like on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427 Joy 949. If you need some fashion advice, maybe you want to send us questions through right now, because my next guest is a fashion commentator. He is a designer and a former mentor on Project Runway. He is, of course, Mr. Henry Roth. He is based in New York, but in Australia back now, doing a new tour of bridal gowns. Welcome to Joy, Henry.
Frock around Australia.
Frock
Sexy
around Australia.
Is the word.
I'm How are you? Good to be in Melbourne.
Awesome. I'm feeling your energy, Leo.
Now, this weather is kind of crap, but you love Melbourne. Tell
Does it
why.
Really matter? You know, people say wherever you live in the world, you can't escape from yourself. What you have to do is live where you are and enjoy it. And I think that's what it's all about. So, you know, my parents are Holocaust survivors, and, you know, it can be raining outside. And my father goes, it is absolutely fantastic out there.
It's fine. It's fine. Now, you're telling me in the break that you went to the launch last night of Housewives of Melbourne. Now, I couldn't go last night because I was stuck here editing interviews. No. But how was it? Tell us all the goss.
The goss is this. You know, everybody wants to put a little bit of a downer on something like Housewives of Melbourne, because they think us in Australia, you know, we have a little bit of a chippy on our shoulder. And I have to tell you, I was maybe a little bit cynical before I went. It is going to be sensational. The women are articulate, intelligent, strong Melbourne women. And one of them got up there, you know, the barrister, and she said, listen, the bottom line is we won't cut each other with fingernails. We'll cut each other with words. And yeah. But it wasn't catty. And I'm actually staying at one of the housewives of Melbourne's homes, Jackie Gillies, married to Ben Gillies of Silver Chair. So I'm at Melbourne Housewives HQ right now. It's fantastic. I just sort of had her makeup done. She's gorgeous.
Really?
Jackie is incredible. We did her wedding gown.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I mean, and I think the women are, they're strong and they're different. And I think it's going to represent Melbourne women in a really positive light, actually.
And that starts on Foxtel next year.
I think it's going to be a huge Foxtel hit. Yeah. I think it's going to be their leading show. And I love Foxtel. I think they're going to do amazing with it.
Let's talk about you. Yes. Now, how did you get involved with this fashion caper? When did you start? When did you realise that fashion and design was where you were going to be doing?
I don't think you come out of your mother's womb and all of a sudden think, Mummy, I'm going to be a fashion designer just like you and Daddy. Actually, we come from three generations of wedding designers. And my parents, being Holocaust survivors, didn't have an education as far as, you know, a regular education. So they had fashion that they learned from their parents. So the bottom line was, my mother and father said, go and do a law degree or be a doctor. And then if you really think you want to be in fashion, go for it. So as a kid, though, I always went to their studios. At the age of 4, I was draping. At the age of 5, I was answering the phone. At the age of 6, I was helping my mother do sketching, and did the law degree. Went to London. I actually worked for the premier entertainment company over in London, now Europe, Harvey Goldsmith, who did Live Aid. So I was very intrinsically involved with that. Came back to Australia and like, you know what, Mum and Dad? I'm going to do it. I want to actually carry on the heritage, and I've never looked back. I love it.
Because it's very difficult getting into the industry. What's the secret of, I guess, the longevity of the industry? Because people come and go. What's what separates the good designers from the great designers?
Not just the fashion, and not just the fashion designers, but actually the fashion industry in this country and retail in this country. And here's my answer to you. If you really have a passion for fashion, like I do, if you really want to make a name for yourself, you've got to just keep pushing yourself forward. I'll give you an example. I was in New South Wales. I was at a fashion high school competition, and the kids came up to me. They already had business cards, and one of them that took the initiative, I'm giving her an internship next week. So what you have to do is, if you're really into it, don't lose that passion. Keep pushing forward. Knock on people's doors. You've got to really take that initiative. And I think where there might be less jobs in this country, in some regards, there's more opportunities here now with technology. So you can actually be designing for a company in Italy and sitting in a chair in Moorabbin.
Now, on Project Runway, you were a mentor for our designers here in Australia.
Yeah.
How do our people live up to the people overseas, like in New York, where you're based?
It's really interesting. Again, I think that we always think of ourselves as maybe second base or maybe not quite as cutting edge. Let me give you one shiny example of how successful Project Runway is and how it can be actually for students out there. Julie Grabak, which was the winner of season one, went on to design the entire uniform system for Virgin Australia, has been hugely successful, and I have been encouraging her. She is now my neighbour in New York City, and she's flying high in New York. That's just one example. I'm in touch with Louis. I'm in touch with Brett, who I just saw who's doing the tailorship. So in actual fact, that happens to be an extraordinary window. However, if you don't work it, it's not going to come to you. That's like anything in life. Whether you're a plumber or whether you're a fashion designer, the bottom line is you got to work it, baby.
Work hard.
Work very hard. Look, there is a lot of stresses and strains out there, but you know what? As my parents tell me, if you look outside the window right now and search for clouds, it will rain on your parade. If you look outside and search for the sun, it'll inevitably be sunny. It's just attitude. It really is.
More with Henry Roth next on Joy 94.9. And my special guest, he is a fashion commentator, designer and former mentor on Project Runway. Now, one person who is very stylistic is Ms. Kylie Minogue.
Hey, let's get up and boogie, man.
You enjoy.
Yay.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. Now, before the break was our pop princess, Ms. Kylie Minogue. Now, Henry Roth is a fashion designer. You were a mentor on Project Runway. You know your fashion. Kylie has been with her man for 5 years now, one of her longest relationships. If she was to get married, I think it would be quite soon. Knowing Kylie's look and Kylie's style, if you were designing a wedding dress for Kylie Minogue, what would you design for her?
I think the obvious that a lot of designers would go for is something slinky and slim. Mm-hmm. And beaded. I would either go that way, but that's not my initial reaction. It's a very good question. I would actually go fairy princess. I would do a really, really, really fitted, beaded, shimmery bodice at like a basque waist, and I would do tulle. A voluminous tulle, like really, really quintessential, like a very 50s look. And then I would do a waterfall veil. So wow. She should be and would be the fairy princess bride if I had my hand in it. And that tulle would just shimmer. So it would be super stylish. So it would be taking her back to really classic roots with a Henry Roth twist.
Well, we're going to podcast this interview, so I will link this to Kylie's Twitter and hopefully she'll listen to the interview take some advice, Ms. Minogue.
If you want to know when she's going to get married, just speak to Jackie Gillies, because she's actually a clairvoyant, and that's what's so interesting about Melbourne Housewives. Yes, okay. She sees the future, so we should speak to her. She'll have to get her on. She's amazing.
Now, let's talk about your tour, which is called...
Frock Around Australia,
which is in Melbourne tonight and tomorrow. Tell us about it. What can we expect?
I think what's so interesting about wedding gowns generally is the first three things I think that would come up in people's minds is expensive, only wearing it for one day, not relevant to me. Not true. My role is to bring my designs into stores that I work with and have my collections regularly. So one is in Dandenong called Maggie's, which I'm going to after this, which is just the most fab, laid-back, relaxed group of people ever. And then tomorrow I'm going to Croydon called Fairy Tales. Fairy Tales.
We love that.
Yes, I think all fairies would love that. But I think the most important thing is just to embrace the love, chill it out, and to be very real. And I can work within budget. I can work within, if that's the iconic dress that you want to have, we can make it work. Work for you. I can work with silhouettes and just bring all my experience, edit out. When a bride walks through the door, I'm seeing 3,000 gowns that won't work and two that will. And that's official, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, we all have friends out there, us gay boys, and even the women out there, that people that want to get married and ask for advice and what should I wear. Mm-hmm. So women in their 20s, 30s and 40s, what are the do's and don'ts?
It's become not so much what's the do's and don'ts. The most important do is you've got to express yourself. And that's very Madonna, I know, but it really is. And what I mean by that is as follows. If you're feeling something, it's going to work. It doesn't matter at the end of the day what everybody else thinks. As long as you love that gown or that suit, you're going to work it to the max. What's important to remember is when you're going to search for a gown, I've got my five top tips. Number one, don't bring a circus. Bring two or three really relevant people. Number two, have an open mind. So it's like a white canvas. Try on the frock or the suit that you think might work for you, even if you don't, and just be open to it. Number three, set a budget. Yes, it's stressful, but the bottom line is that if you set a budget, have a wriggle room for 10%, and tell an expert retailer what you want, that's really important. Number four, if you want to go online, that's great. But always remember this, you're never going to have the experience that you'd have in person. And being in a store gives you a guarantee that if something goes awry, then you've got somebody to speak to. And number five, enjoy the journey.
Wonderful advice from designer Henry Roth. Now, finally, Henry,
do we ever have to be final, Leo? I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, I know.
Your energy is just fantastic.
It's too hard. Now, I mean... It's winter. Well, not, anyway, let's move on. It's winter outside. It's still quite cold in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So some quick tips for the girls and guys out there. What should we be wearing at the moment and what shouldn't we be wearing at the moment?
Okay, I think that Melbourne...
I'm very casual today, I just can tell.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think in Melbourne you can really, really mix it up and especially take advantage of the weather. You guys always complain about how cold it is. Work the cold. We can't work the cold like you can in Sydney because there's like a day of it and then you go back. So my whole thing is, whatever you're doing, look at your wardrobe when you get home tonight and get those pieces out that you haven't worn. You've got your sweatshirt on, which is great, your hoodie, put a leather jacket, get the hoodie over it, mix things up, wear trainers, wear things that you wouldn't consider. For women, it's the last part of winter. Start sparking it up. Add colour, add scarves that have got like vibrancy. You know, put a red blouse on, put a pink blouse on, put your black on, yes, but add some colour. For the guys, swap out your trainers and try a few like lace-up brogues to really update your look with your jeans. And most important, be kind to yourself. If you're going to have a night out and you're going to be like partying really hard, the next morning you have your water, you do whatever you do, it's good to balance because most importantly, your skin tone, especially in winter, can get hacked to death. So don't forget to moisturise, not twice, but three times a day.
There you go. Some top tips for you girls and guys out there. I do look after you guys out there. Henry Roth, thank you so much for coming in this morning on the Friday Morning Show. Now, finally, a quick plug. Where can we see you today and tomorrow?
Okay, in Dandenong, I'm going to be at Maggie's and I'm looking forward to doing one-on-one consults and we've got a few appointments left. So as soon as I leave here, I'm going straight there.
Right.
And then on Saturday, I'm doing Fairy Tales in Croydon. And if you want more information, go on to henryroth.com.au.
And of course, expert advice from Henry and his team there, designing bridal gowns and of suits and accessories and makeup and things. So get down there. Some great advice from Mr. Henry. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Henry.
Let me tell you, the moment I walked through the door, the warmth and the way you embrace people is exactly how we should all be in life. When you have a guest, make them feel comfortable. You got 10 out of 10 from me.
Oh, thank you so much, Henry, for coming in.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.